Hello and welcome to Sumo Mainichi. My name's Dave. I'm here with Amy. And we are here to bring you all the action from day 11 of the Haru Basho taking place in Osaka, Japan. Wow, this basho just keeps serving up the hits.
Yeah, it's what's just happened Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
I think
it's
this
wild
time
Wednesday.
Around Wild Wednesday.
What happened Wednesday?
Yeah, what? Wednesday?
What happened? the weather in Osaka today is a bit colder.
Yeah.
7 degrees Celsius, 44 degrees Fahrenheit, 61% humidity, some scattered showers, clearing up in the afternoon. Now, earlier in this basho, we spoke about, well, I pitched my business idea.
Yeah, your dream. It's one of your dreams,
It's one of
I
my
think.
Dreams. And it's the idea that I want to open a bar in Tokyo that shows the sumo when it's on.
Yeah.
So when the basho is on, you can go there, watch sumo all day, drink beers, have snacks. It's great. When the basho's not on, we show old sumo.
Oh, yeah. Full basho if you could.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be what you'd do. You'd have a guest DJ in. And
yeah.
In the way that you go and see a DJ spin records, the DJs at this bar would play classic bouts.
A VJ.
Yeah, in a way. And people would dance to them.
Oh.
I haven't thought this through fully.
Yeah, I must admit the other day when you said it, I was like, and what happens in between? Do we just close it down and go back to work in Australia?
No, but I mean, imagine, like, it's Wednesday night, DJ Amy's on, and there are fans of DJ Amy.
DJ like, Amy.
She'll be playing some banger Kiss Nasato bouts,
yes.
You know?
I just play that one over and over when he beats Terena Fuji with the shoulder.
And there's smoke machines and lasers and everyone's dancing. Oh, I think this is a vibe.
Yeah.
I think this is a vibe. Anyway, we don't have a name for the bar. And Chris
yep.
suggested a name, the Nanashore Nanahai Bar.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
I really like it. It's our only suggestion so far. So if you can help us out with a name for this bar, that'd be much appreciated. But Chris, you've come out with a very, yeah. very strong suggestion.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody would be able to beat that one. It just felt right straight away.
It's so good.
So
it's
look
lovely.
Out for the Nanashore Nanahai Bar in the near future.
Oh, I'm trying
Gotta
to
quit my job
can,
first.
I'm thinking, can we work the sevens into it? So maybe it opens at 7 p.m. and closes at 7 a.m.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, hang on, but
well,
you missed the sumo.
Than, I was. Oh, yeah. It has to
thinking?
Open at 7 a.m. It opens
and
at 7 a.m.
at 7 p.m.
And closes at 7 a.m.
Okay. That works for a lot of numbers, though, doesn't it?
It closes at, it opens at 7:01 a.m. and closes at 7 a.m.
All right. A big thank you to Kimber, who made a donation to the Sumo Mainichi Sake Fund. Kimber left us a bit of a message that I'm going to read out now.
Yep.
This donation is not only to say thanks for the daily basho goodness Sumo Mainichi serves up, brackets, which is ample.
That's nice.
But also to have a little soapbox moment upon which to say I take exception to the description of Hoshoryu's gorgeous henka as a dog act.
Mm.
Okay. This is, I mean, you know, Kimber has made a donation.
Yep.
We're going to read this out.
Yep.
The rule of thumb on henkas seems to be that if a rikishi you love does it, it's a completely legitimate move. But if it's someone you dislike, then it's an absolute low blow. I mean, Kimber, we're not going to sit here and disagree with you.
No, you know, we feel very strongly. We're emotional people. I every time I see a henka, I need to analyze how it feels in my body and I'll come out with what I think about
it. Well, I mean, you take the more emotional path to judging the worth of a henka.
Okay, what's your path?
Well, I've been an advocate of the Marshman Index.
Ah, yes, of course.
And so that's quite a complex mathematical formula that determines if a henka is a dog act.
Yes.
Kimber, I want to put some evidence forward to say, two pieces of evidence forward to say that you're wrong. So firstly, Amy and I both picked Hoshoryu for you show this time around.
Yep.
I'm a huge Hoshoryu fan.
We've called him a sumo genius every single day of this tournament.
We've called him a sumo genius and I stand by that.
We even called him that last night.
We did. Well, that's true. It was a very, very clean henka. But look, I'm not going to sit here and disagree with everything that you say. Well,
what's your other piece?
Well,
two pieces.
Yeah, the other piece of evidence is that July 2023, day 14, Wakamoto Haru, who is one of my particular favorite rikishi who I've followed for a long time, Well, ironically, he hankered Hoshoryu. I gave it to Wakamoto Haru. If you go back to that episode, I absolutely gave it to him. And it took me months to forgive him.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, well, we still talk about it. We just talked about it the other day.
Yeah, I know.
So I think you brought it up.
It's one of the worst hankers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because Hoshoryu read it perfectly and Wakamoto Haru lost.
Lost, yeah. So not only did he disgrace his name.
Exactly.
Also lost.
Kimber continues, I think we can all agree that pretty much every wrestler does it on occasion, but there are very few that do it as beautifully as my boy.
Yes.
I don't think anyone can disagree with you there.
No, Kimber. That's very true.
Hoshoryu for Yokozuna. P.S. A cantaloupe is a rock melon a honeydew melon is the green one.
Do you know what I did last night? Yeah, I said it the wrong way around.
Yeah.
I give up. Like, that's the end for me. And cantaloupe. I'll continue to eat it because I've now discovered it's delicious, but I'm never going to say the name of any melon-like substance again out loud.
Kimber wraps up. Seriously, though, absolutely love your work.
We love your
work. Kimber, thank you so much for your donation and thank you for holding us or taking us to task.
Oh, yes.
Holding us to a high standard.
Yep.
We want to be challenged here. We're wrong about sumo on a daily basis. That's our promise to you.
Yeah, there's people out there who know a lot more than us, and it's all of you guys.
Most people do.
Thanks for continuing to listen despite that fact.
And teaching us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Education is what it's all about.
Sure is. After this many years, you'd think we'd be better, though. Anyway, let's jump into the bouts for day 11. Let's have a look at this Sadanumi and Takeyasu bout. Takeyasu was looking for his Kachikoshi. Today, there was a bit of a tussle at the Tachi-O. Both Rikishi, they were trying to find a hand on the belt. This is comfort sumo for them. But, gee, if you're focused on Takeyasu's hips, Sadanumi was never going to get a hand on
this
belt.
Yeah, the hips don't lie of Takeyasu today. They were wiggling around all over the place.
They don't. Takeyasu shot a hand onto Sadanumi's belt and threw him down Uwatanage. So for Takeyasu, congratulations, son. That is your Kachikoshi.
And a Takeyasu Kachikoshi pretty much trumps everything else. I wasn't even mad that Sadanumi lost. Yeah. That is great news for him. He had an extremely quick interview and then he was off.
He's not a media darling, is he, Takeyasu?
Didn't want to say a lot today. I mean, fair enough. It's just a Kachikoshi and he's had such a turbulent few years. So he just did the usual and then got out of there. But huge congratulations to him.
He lets the sumo do the talking. Now, I'm just having a quick look back. And it's not all that long since his last Kachikoshi. Of course, November 2023 and in September 2023, he went 10-5. So hopefully double digits again for Takeyasu.
Yep, could be. And Sadanumi is 6-5. Mitakumi and Gonoyama came into today both on 7-3. Thought this was an exciting matchup. Gonoyama, he's always really fast on the touchy eye, and today he went out quickly again. Here I thought he just went so quickly at Mitakumi, and it looked like a practice bout where they slide back along the surface of the dojo. It looked to me like Mitakumi let himself be pushed back so that he could mount a defense on the Tawara. And so I thought, you know, that's fine. He'll just do his Mitakumi things there. But it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed with Mitakumi's defense today.
Yeah.
It felt like he gave up way too early.
Totally. It looked like he kind of let himself be stepped across.
Yeah, because Gonoyama, it's not like he came out that hard.
He was quick.
It was okay, but...
But like I said, it looked like Mitakumi just... Yeah. Let himself be pushed back. He didn't flip Gonoyama around. He didn't anchor himself on the Tawara and just got pushed over. So Gonoyama was the one who got the Kachikoshi today. He's 8-3. Well done, son. And Mitakumi remains on 7-4, still going for that Kachikoshi. Gonoyama's at the rank of Maegashira 6. That is his
highest rank,
I believe.
No, it's 5 is highest rank.
3.
3.
Yep. 3 in January, that's right. I thought it was right up there where he went 5-10. So with a Kachikoshi at 6, he'll rise a little bit and he'll be looking for a couple of extra wins. This 8-3 though does include not one, but 2 Fusensho.
Okay.
So he was the lucky guy against Tobizaru for his one day off. He was back today. And Tsurugisho when he went out because of the knee injury.
The Gonoyama curse.
Lucky one. Yeah, that's right.
The next bout we're going to take a look at is the Midori Fuji and Shodai bout. We were talking about this bout, just thinking Midori Fuji should just come out and try the Katasukashi again.
Yeah, why not?
Why like, not?
If he's feeling it, just get the snake the hand around and pull down.
And he came out against Shodai, and while we were both very ready for it, Shodai wasn't.
He
wasn't at all. This is crazy. Midori Fuji goes out, gets under the shoulder, pulls Shodai down. 3 days in a row, he's done exactly the same thing.
Yeah, he went out and got a platter. He put his shoulder on it. He served it up to Midori Fuji, went straight for the belt of Midori Fuji. Well, that's it. Or at least his arms around his body. It's a good idea for regular sumo. Like, by all means, go forward, Shodai, and do your thing. But not when you're leaning forward in with that big, juicy shoulder.
You know, it's not like, will it go left, will it go right? You know it's going to come onto your left side.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
3 katasukashi in a row now for Midori Fuji. Hoshoryu, Kotoshoho, and now Shodai.
Yeah. I want to layer those up. I want to lower the opacity. And I want to get them going all together. Hell, who can do that for me? I mean, can't be bothered.
Midori Fuji now put himself in the driver's seat for the Ginosho, the technique prize. Now, can we get word to Kirishima's team? He's got Midori Fuji takes on Kirishima tomorrow.
Oh, yes, right.
Can we get a fax to the Heia to go, Kirishima, look out for the Katasukashi?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel it's our responsibility.
Just step backwards, maybe. And just one hand out, slamming that arm away. And then I feel like you'll be immediately in 85% better
exactly.
position.
Midori Fuji, 6-5. Shodai, 5-6.
Midori Fuji for technique prize.
Oh, I just said that before.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did I just vague out for
you
a
did.
Second?
Yep.
What was I thinking of? Probably Tobizaru against Meisei. He returned today. Tobizaru just had the one day off with the gastro. I don't know how he was feeling, but his sumo was certainly fine. He got taken to the Tuara, though, by Meisei. He rallied in a way that really only Tobizaru can.
There are very few Rikishi who can do what he did.
He just springs back into action somehow. He's on the other side of you. He clamped a right hand on Meisei's belt, and Meisei tried to throw him at the same time, the old double throw, but he was the one. He kind of just leant into Meisei, and Meisei ended up going down first.
Yeah. As he got taken back at the start, I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
The sickness is going to affect him here.
Yeah, a bit weak. Your body feels weak.
This great start to the Basho is now going to be undone.
Yeah.
But when he came back, oof.
Yeah. If you're spewing and pooing, you've got no power in the body.
No.
And yet he managed to find something. Tobizaru, you're a legend. He didn't quite look as sprightly with that win. He sort of just collected his winnings off.
Yeah.
But good news for him, he's 6-5. Meisei, though, the road to Kachikoshi. Hate to see it.
4-7. Deserves better. Can he win on all 4 final days? I don't think so. But that's sumo. Moving on now, Ura and Atami Fuji. This was a crowd favourite, this bout.
Absolutely.
Sea of pink in the stadium. A lot of Atami Fuji towels as well. Atami Fuji, though, out of the touch, I just swamped Ura.
Yeah.
Really. I like the way Atami Fuji uses his width.
Yep.
Gives Rikishi very few options.
He does feel like he's all over them sometimes.
And he certainly did today. Took Ura back to the Tawara. We were just saying there are very few Rikishi who can get out of these positions.
Oh, yeah.
Ura was the other one I was referring to.
Yeah, he's probably the best.
Flexed his back, bent back, resisted somehow, and gets Atami Fuji back to the middle of the dojo. Atami Fuji waited long enough for the applause to subside. I mean, Atami Fuji, he's a showman.
Yeah,
he
an entertainer.
He's an entertainer. Thank you very much. Wanted to give the crowd their money's worth. So once that applause started to die down, he then went on the attack again. And this time, Ura could not stop the wave crashing on him. A big Atami Fuji win.
Yeah, this time Atami Fuji had his arms around Ura again, just underneath his underarms. And this time, to make sure that Ura went across, he lifted him up off the ground.
I completely forgot about that. Thank you.
The legs waving in the air and deposited him out. So that was pretty funny because the first time he hadn't been able to push him across, he's like, well, this time I'll pop a lift in. And it's good to see him doing that because as a tall, wide guy, wide boy, then he can pick people up and he doesn't really do it much.
You're right. This is him for the first time that I can remember where he's really exploited that size difference like this.
Yeah, exactly. And to have something else like that in the toolkit,
yeah,
in the bag of goodies, I think that will be really useful for him. So Atami Fuji 6 and 5 at Maegashira 2. So he's kind of just ticking along there. Ura, yeah. He's 5 and 6. He's, yeah, really making this story play out to its
fullest. The world wants this man to get Kachikoshi.
Yeah. Yeah. Will we all survive if he doesn't?
Yeah.
We might all be a little bit sad, but 5 and 6 on day 11. We had the first of the Sanyaku matches, Abi up against Shonan Naomi, and it was back to Abi having good rhythm in this bout. I thought it was over pretty quickly. Got a Noroa against the large Shonan Naomi, and I was a bit disappointed with Shonan Naomi's response. He didn't really – maybe he was taken by surprise, didn't really attempt to do anything except – move aside, did a nice little pirouette, but Abi had already clocked where he was going and turned to face him and pushed him out.
This was a strange bout to me. I thought Abi's touchy eye was lukewarm.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought Shonan Naomi could have, or I was expecting Shonan Naomi to put up more of a fight than this. It looked like it played out in slow motion. I don't think Abi looked very convincing. Shonan Naomi just went missing today.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't do much.
I mean, he looked today like he looked like back in January and November, where it's just like, how did this guy get here?
Mm.
So disappointing to see Shonan Naomi get an opportunity to fight Sanyaku today and just not do his style of sumo.
Yeah, but I did like seeing Abi recapture his rhythm a little bit. Like,
well, that's
I
good
said.
For you.
Yeah.
Because you're still on your reset.
Yeah, I am.
Reset.
I'm committing to
I've
it.
I've done the double reset now. Yeah. I'm just like, get out of here.
No, I'm happy with it. So yeah, okay. That was a win after two losses. And after his five-day win streak at the start, that makes him 7-4. So just one more for that Kachikoshi. Shonan Naomi is the same score.
All right. We had Sekiwake Daisho up against Ozeki Hoshoryu. This was a scrappy affair. Mm. And at one point I had to double check that it was actually Hoshoryu out on the dojo.
Yeah.
And only because you very rarely see Hoshoryu be forced to not fight in his preferred style.
Yeah.
And Daisho did that to him today. The pushing and thrusting attacks from Daisho did just enough that Hoshoryu couldn't get on the belt.
Yep, he was reaching out for it, but couldn't land anything. He tried a few angles.
Yeah, and then he started attacking high. It wasn't a great look for him. The thrust really didn't do much to Daisho. Hoshoryu realized this and at one point leant down, tried to grab the leg.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea, yeah. Trying something different.
Inspired by Ura.
Yes, that's right. Poor old Daisho.
In his bout against Nishikigi.
That was Nishikigi, that's right. Yeah. Not Daisho. Yeah.
And then Hoshoryu got Daisho on to the bales. Daisho did fight his way off here, but in the exchange that happened straight after that, Daisho lost his footing and Hoshoryu slapped him down.
Mm, it was like Hoshoryu was going for the belt again and Daisho was trying to circle away from him and he got on a bad angle and went down. I thought this was a little bit of luck combined with, you know, Hoshoryu's insistent sumo against Daisho. Daisho gave him one huge shove that nearly sent him across the Tawara as yeah. well. I enjoyed this bout in that neither were able to totally control it, so therefore yeah. it went on a little bit longer, which I always like, and they had to resort to some different things. But
they
in the end,
did.
A win for Hoshoryu.
Well, so an important win for Hoshoryu. That's his 8th win. Congratulations, Hoshoryu Kachikoshi at Ozeki. Great stuff. Daisho, 5 and 6.
Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. You can do it.
We do not want you to free up that Sekiwake space. It's yours if you want it. The next bout of day 11 was Kirishima up against Wakamoto Haru. And both coming out in the black Mawashi, looking very serious. Wakamoto Haru after his loss last night, which we won't go through again. Wakamoto Haru went for the Morizashi straight away and pretty much just took Kirishima back and out. There was a little bit of back and forth.
But. So, yeah, out of the touchy eye, they went – Kirishima defended quite well. You know Kirishima's quite good at manoeuvring his arms to make his opponent have to work hard to find a belt grip. I did see that Wakamoto Haru did get the right hand around, and as soon as he landed that, Kirishima almost stepped himself
out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did actually. He stepped over the Tawara in a way that was like, don't push me off. Don't give me a big shove. I'm going.
At this point, you have to assume that he's carrying an injury. It's just that it hasn't been publicized.
Yes.
Surely it's this. I know that there's issues, a whole lot of other issues going on, but there's a physical issue impeding his sumo right now.
Yeah, I think so. Once you see that back off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's either a sign of – It's a sign either way if I don't want to do sumo. I don't want to see this bout through to completion.
Yep.
And I guess that's either a mental or a physical issue, but it does feel physical at this stage. And this is the in their last 9, this is a group of 9 bouts I'm looking at here. Kirishima has won 7 of them. Huh. So, and this is the first win after a while. All of a sudden, Wakamoto Haru just makes him look like this when he's been quite clearly the dominant one in the pair. So that's his Makikoshi. Do you think he will?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about it. What's the point in hanging around now?
Yeah.
If there is a health issue or some kind of injury, surely go now, start getting better, start getting ready for May. Yeah, I don't know. This will be interesting.
Yeah, so it means he's Kataban for May, Basho, which means he needs the 8 wins to retain that Ozeki status.
Kirishima, come on.
Yeah, and what it means is that every time in May they're going to call him Kataban Ozeki Kirishima.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing at the moment to Takakesho.
You just get Kataban Takakesho now.
Yeah, Kataban Takakesho, that's right. So Kataban Kirishima.
Well, you know what's going to happen. It's just going to be Kirishima. In May on NHK.
Yeah, they love to harass Takakesho.
All right, so Wakamoto Haru, 6-5. That's actually a pretty important win for him at Sekiwake. We come down now to the final 2 bouts of day 11.
Crackers in every single way.
It makes the other bouts before it feel like a waste of time.
Yeah, just cancel them all. Just start with this.
Start with this. We only need 2 bouts today. The first of which, Takeru Fuji v. Kodnawaka, and second, Takakesho Onosato. The 2 upstarts of 2024 up against two of the Ozeki. Takeru Fuji coming into this bout undefeated on 10-0. Kodnawaka looking stronger and stronger as this Basho drags on. Kodnawaka, as I expected he would, he absorbed that big Takeru Fuji opening attack.
Yeah, and he reached out with his left hand, I think, Takeru Fuji, to try and get on the belt, but Kodnawaka with the bulk was able to block that.
He absolutely was. And so suddenly I feel like now Takeru Fuji is tested more than he has been in the previous 10 days.
That's right, just that one simple move.
What happened next was fascinating. So Kodnawaka attacks. Takeru Fuji starts giving ground and then just repositions himself.
Yeah.
Slips away to the side, which on its own wasn't that amazing. But what he followed up with, he instantly launched himself at Kodnawaka. Hard, fast. It looked like he was starting this bout again.
Yeah.
And this time Kodnawaka was not ready for it.
Yeah.
And Takeru Fuji drove Kodnawaka over the bales.
It was really amazing.
I was stunned.
I just thought this was so good from him. The first time at full speed, I said as the bout unfolded, he's nearly slipped over there. He's nearly
Takeru Fuji.
Fallen.
Yeah.
That's how quick it was, that move back. And I thought he was pushed. I thought he was put in a difficult situation. But on replay, it really looked like, and I don't know how conscious it was. But it really looked like he positioned himself for that shove out. He knew the angle he wanted it on. He knew the shoulder he wanted to go in with. He knew he could push this big guy out, but only if he, number one, took him a bit by surprise and a bit wrong-footed and came at an angle that he was controlling.
Yeah. Look, whether or not it's conscious or it's just the sumo reflexes
the instinct
Isagahama instills in their young Rikishi. You're right, the instinct. I mean, he's made history today in many respects. Shin Yumaku, he's on debut.
Yeah.
11 straight wins.
Yeah.
Brings him level to an ex-Yokozuna.
Yeah, so it's a 48th Yokozuna Taiho who got 11 in a row in his first basho in Makuuchi in 1960.
Wow.
That included one Fusensho, which Takeru Fuji's does not, I don't think.
No, it did.
I feel like I need to
confirm that.
No squares.
Was it Onosato who had a Fusensho this time around?
Yeah, I think
yes, it was.
So,
Day five when Kimbozan went out.
So Taiho finished 12-3, but he got a loss on day 12 and then went on to get another win. So
A win tomorrow.
If he wins tomorrow, he'll go out as the best achieving Shin Yumaku ever.
In terms of straight wins in the division.
The other guy who did really well that they mentioned on the NHK broadcast today was Ichinojo, who hit Makuuchi in September 2014. He went 13-2. He lost on day 7, so there wasn't that streak of wins. But
still a great score.
An amazing score for his
and
first.
And he got a bunch of prizes. He got Junyusho, I think, from memory. What prize won't they give Takeru Fuji this time around?
He might have to get them all. I mean,
technique, we know is going to Midori Fuji.
Yeah, yes. And Ura, give Ura.
Yeah, Ura should get one too.
I think so.
But I mean, Takeru Fuji's technique hasn't looked great on paper in terms of variety, but in terms of consistency.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, sometimes they give
what
it for
are
that.
All his? Well, Kuridashi got on day one.
But Yorikiri,
Uwatanage, Oshidashi, Yorikiri, Yorikiri. Three Oshidashis in a row today, Yorikiri. He can't get technique, but he will get. I mean, his bounce are so quick. He can't show any technique.
True. It's true.
The technique is just, I win.
Yeah.
But outstanding performance. What's the other? Oh, Fighting Spirit. Yeah. I mean, I think we were talking the other day about Fighting Spirit being showing up every day and continuing to do good sumo even if you lose. But I think you've also got to do it if you're 11-0.
I'm sorry. I take that back what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't give it to those losers. We were wrong. Give it to him. I mean, he just looked like he took it in his stride today, Takeru Fuji.
Yeah. His interview was nice. He's a bit shy. He doesn't quite know what to say yet. I don't know that being a media personality is natural to him at this point. But he did warm up a little bit and said how happy he was. And
He lets the sumo do the talking, this guy.
He does as well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the final bout of day 11.
Yeah, it was Takakesho hopping up onto the dojo one more time, and this time against Onosato. This is the first time that these two were meeting, so Onosato didn't have to go against Takakesho. I think he was already out last time. So we haven't seen this match up, and geez, Onosato just rocked Takakesho at the touchy eye. It wasn't over that quickly. It's not a Takeru Fuji bout. Yeah. Takakesho did recover and stabilize, but by that time, Onosho had moved forward.
Onosato. Now, I would love if Onosho was up.
Oh my God, that would be good. I do have a problem with these. I feel like I've said Onosho a million times when I've met Onosato. So if you've heard that and it's really annoying, I'm so sorry.
There's a lot of Onosho fans going, we thought he was doing so well. But in all seriousness, after that opening back and forth out of the touchy eye, I thought this is Takakesho. This is where he would like to be. There was a little bit of space between the two of them and I thought, here we go. This is where he cleans up.
Yeah, if he throws himself here at Onosato and he's not ready for it, he might be forced to take a large step backwards and then it's just, you know, half a meter or something that he needs to get him as well. But actually the shoves today, or the one shove, was done by Onosato, and Takakesho went flying off the dojo, skidded down into the dirt. It wasn't the best look for him at the end.
No, it wasn't.
Onosato gave one fierce nod, felt it, and got the win.
I thought that was a lovely moment.
I like it.
He let himself enjoy it just for a split second.
Well, like we've been saying, he's different. He's a really different person from Takeru Fuji, and I do like the little signs of emotion that he shows.
What a way to finish day 11.
Yeah, huge. Absolutely huge.
We have yeah, this superstar in the making, Taka Rufuji, knock over Kodnawaka, and then to finish, Ono Sato takes out Taka Keisho. It feels like only yesterday we were sitting here and we weren't alone. I think everyone around the sumo community was going, gee, it feels good to have dominant Ozeki.
Yes, that's right.
You know, we're setting a foundation.
Oh, times are changing.
Times are changing, exactly. We're getting ready for our next Yokozuna. And it felt, there was a sense of comfort in that. And now we look at this, the Ozeki ranks, there's just cars upside down. There's bins with fires in them. It is a rough ride for the Ozeki this time around.
You're so right. Our sense of stability is
gone.
It's full chaos and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Oh, this is when sumo's at its best.
I think so.
All right. Do you want to take us through the leaderboard for day 11?
11-0. It's Takeru Fuji. You know it. I know it. Two behind on 9 wins is Ono Sato. So we could have a result to this basho quite early.
We think Friday, because behind Ono Sato, there's 4 Rikishi now on 8 wins. Hoshoryu, Kodnawaka, Gonoyama, Takeyasu. Now, if all of 4 of those continue winning, they'll end up on 12 wins.
Yep.
We have Takeru Fuji on 11 wins.
Yep.
So there's a chance that he could win it on Friday,
I think. If Ono Sato loses, yeah.
Yeah, if Ono Sato keeps losing, but yeah. Well,
doesn't keep losing.
Sorry, keeps. That was the wrong word to use.
Yep.
If he loses.
Yeah, again.
But anyway, we'll be doing, we'll be getting the whiteboard out and running through the scenarios overnight. Don't worry, we will not sleep.
No, I'm not. I was about to say I'm not sleeping until Sunday night.
We will bring you a conclusion tomorrow. No, but Takeru Fuji now very much the one to catch in this Yusho race. Let's look at the bouts for tomorrow.
Yep.
Takeru Fuji takes on Hoshoryu.
Yeah, beautiful.
Ono Sato, we finish day 12 with Ono Sato and Kodnawaka.
That's nice because if Kirishima does go Kyujo tomorrow, who will get the...
Midori Fuji.
Oh, I like that.
Well...
But I'm happier with that than one of...
Oh, absolutely.
Ono Sato or Takeru Fuji.
I feel, though, to keep the run going, if Midori Fuji does come up to accept the Fusensho, he should Katasakashi the Gyoji or something just to keep the run going.
He should Katasakashi someone for sure. Yeah, when he accepts his...
Yeah, just grab him by the shoulder and swing him down.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Rounding out Sanyaku, Taka Keisho takes on Wakamoto Haru. Daisho takes on Gonoyama and Atami Fuji gets a shot at Nishikigi. Abi takes on Takeyasu. Nice to see Takeyasu up fighting Sanyaku again.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We're moving towards an exciting conclusion.
We certainly are.
No matter what happens. And we're going to be with you for it. Thank you so much for all your support and for listening. And we'll see you on day 12.
See you then.
Bye. Yeah!